Adam, what do you expect in Game 3 as the series basically switches down to XL and where they have the second best record?
Yeah, well, I think they're going to come out with a real strong push, obviously. We're happy with the way we played here at home, and now going back to Minnesota, we expect them to come out and to be skating. They always seem to be on the puck and create a lot of chances there, and you know, like you said, they have the second best home record in the league, so we know it's going to be a challenge.
What do you guys have to be aware of, especially early on, with respect to your own game?
Well, I think Minnesota, especially at home, they have an extremely good transition game, and they always find ways to get in behind your defense and, you know, create those odd man rushes. So I think it's going to be important that we try and slow them down that way and just continue playing like we have been here. I think especially last game, we were really on the puck and really controlled the play for large stretches of time.
Adam, obviously a tweak to your line to start the game yesterday with Joel coming in for Adam, and it looked like you guys didn't really miss a beat. We're just as effective. What does that say, I guess, about the makeup of that line and that you can just make an adjustment like that and keep going?
Yeah, well, I think I've played with Joel a lot in the past, and so has Rusty. And, you know, Copper kind of seems to always be able to move up and down the lineups, and, you know, he kind of gels with everyone. So he was able to slide in there, and their line had a great game as well. And, you know, I think playing with Joel, you know, it's a bit of a different style than what Andrew brings to our line. But, you know, he's a big body, and he likes to hold on to the puck, and he's got a lot of skill, and he can make some plays. So, you know, I think our job stays the same. We're still trying to, you know, make it tough on the other team's top lines to generate some offense. And, you know, it just it looks a little bit different, I guess you could say.
Does being up 2-0 ease your mindset at all?
I don't know if it could say ease your mindset. I think you're a little more comfortable than being down 2-0. But we know going into their building, it's going to be tough to get some wins there. I think they only lost 6 or 7 times in regulation all year. So, they're a great team at home. And, you know, it was nice to get that first win out of the way, I think, just mentally to know that, that now the organization has accomplished that. And kind of moving forward here, we're looking forward to the challenge in Game 3.
What would you expect them to do differently at home?
Well, you know what, I think they're just going to get back and try and get back to their speed game. I think, you know, if we did a good job of slowing them down in the neutral zone and not allowing them to move the puck cleanly. And, you know, it's usually when we have trouble with Minnesota in their rink, they're moving the puck through the neutral zone, they're skating, they're activating their D, and they seem to come at you in waves. So, you know, we're going to have to be aware of that.
Their coach said post-game last night that it's not a rivalry until some bad blood spills. Is there some bad blood in this series now?
Well, I don't know if there's bad blood. Obviously, there's been some physicality, and you know, I think you saw the way the game ended. You don't like getting beat like they did last game, and you know what? They're just trying to bring the intensity, and so are we. I think there's been some big hits by both teams, and you know, I think it's been a fairly clean series, though.
Do you describe it as a rivalry now, though?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I think, you know, you play in the Central Division long enough and you play against guys long enough, you're going to start to develop that rivalry.
What is Dustin Byfuglien doing right now for the confidence of this group as a whole?
Well, he's been amazing. I think, you know, he's had a couple of hits that have almost seemed to single-handedly just change the game. You know, you look at the hit on Eriksson Ek in the first game and then the one on Koivu in the second. And, you know, he's doing it all. He had a great play on Stastny's goal, and he's using his size effectively, and, you know, he's been a force for us back there.
And then just finally for me, but in terms of some of these young guys that have come in, Rossovic yesterday, but guys who got their first taste earlier this week, Ehlers, Laine, Morrissey, Hellebuck, how do you think everybody, the youngest guys in the room, are handling the pressure and the big stage that is the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they're handling it extremely well. The first game and the first period, we seemed a little sluggish, and you know, it took a little bit for us to kind of get settled into our game. But after that, I think we've really played solid, and you know, all those guys have been key contributors.